Well, what was the orientation point of the science of physics? It was evidently something on the order of conservation of energy. They have assumed the one thing as an orientation point which assumed that nothing changed. Their orientation point was really nothing changed, if that was their orientation point. And this does seem to be where they started from in physics. They've got the laws of motion and the laws of this and the laws of that, and they say that some form alters, but the more you study physics, the more you get the idea that all remains the same, the same, the same, the same, the same. Viewed from the orientation point that there is a physical universe which is in itself an unchanging and consistently there universe. You see this. Conservation of energy would be the peak of the cycle of action of the messed universe, which is survived. Your preclear gets as well as he can create and destroy. And he's as bad off as he is persisting in his ideas. So if we had something like the science of physics, we would expect it never to change. We'd just expect it to be a horrible static and just stay there. Boom. That would be that. We'd be fixed with it because the orientation point of physics evidently is, doesn't have to be, but evidently is, conservation of energy. Now the boys come along and they're starting to do weird and incredible things with hydrogen and neutrons and uraniums and physicists and commissions and other fissionable material. And you get this new orientation of physics. They're not sure now that they are dealing with the conservation of energy, and so the whole basic structure of physics is shaking. And that's because they've simply deserted their orientation point. Now, every time you've got a preclear with an orientation point from which he viewed everything, he was not necessarily comfortable, but he was fairly so. And when he was forced to change, when not by his election, but when he was forced to change his new to a new orientation point, we had this kind of a situation. We had a persistence of the old orientation point coloring his formative realities, his agreements, and so forth, modified by a new orientation point, which he previously considered to be a symbol. And now he's at this new organization point, or orientation point, by which he's organizing his existence, orienting himself, from which he is looking. And this new point, of course, is not the old point, and he once considered this new point probably a symbol of some sort. He did, perforce, by definition, considered it a symbol, and he finds this unsatisfactory. Why? Because he now has an evaluation level which is being modified as to a reality. So his reality is not as good. You take people who have been moved around a lot. Test of this is what would you expect the sanity level to be in regard to the amount of change that has taken place in the residence of an individual? We'd expect to find that an individual who has been changed a lot in terms of residence, here, there, everywhere, moved here, moved there, moved to this school, moved to that school, to be rather upset about reality. We would just expect this. If we look in the real world that we live in, that is to say, this real world of our agreements, do we discover this to be the case? And yes, it is. You look around, you'll find person after person, preclear after preclear, in bad shape to the degree that they have had to vary their orientation point in existence. Somebody who's been moved all over the house and lot and so forth when very young is discovered to be rather upset about existence. Things aren't quite real to him. Conversely, this person is quite brilliant, ordinarily. Travel broadens one. Well, it might or might not broaden one, but it certainly does decorate the number of complexities the individual can assume, because, you see, he's gotten a complete pattern of having an orientation point, and he looked at a symbol, and then he had to consider the symbol an orientation point, and all other things were symbols. Now he had a new symbol, which became the orientation point, and he looked at things, and he, prior to considering any orientation point, he considered it unstable, or a symbol. So your prior assumption, the more basic assumption, then, was that this thing, which he is now newly considering an orientation point, priorly he considered it a mobile thing, an impermanent thing. So his whole life has this idea of impermanence, unreality, and so forth. It doesn't have to be this way, you understand. It's just that one's considerations add up in this direction.